You ever catch yourself saying, man, I used to be in shape? You think back to those PT days, pushing through the pain with your squad beside you, and now your back's stiff, your knees are shot, your motivation feels miles away. The gym's full of folks who, forget the gym, you don't want to be around those folks sometimes, and working out solo just doesn't seem to be the same. But what if you could train again? Sometimes getting back around other vets. Programs built for you, for your body, for your injuries. That's what Warrior Strong is doing. Rob Bracero, he joins us today to talk about how their veteran-led wellness programs are helping guys like us get back in shape physically and mentally through strength training, yoga, breath work, and real community. And whether you're looking to stop making excuses, find your tribe, or just feel like yourself again, this episode's got something for you. Before we dive in, though, make sure you're subscribed to the email newsletter at driveonpodcast.com/subscribe. You'll get my 5 favorite episodes sent straight to your inbox. No fluff, just the best insights to help you drive on. I also want to take a moment to raise awareness for something deeply important to our community, the Global War on Terrorism Memorial Foundation. This organization is working to build a permanent national memorial in Washington, D.C., to honor the service members, families, and civilians impacted by the global war on terrorism. This memorial serves as both a tribute to those who served and a way to ensure their sacrifices are recognized and remembered for generations to come. If you want to learn more or find out how you can support the mission, visit gwattmemorialfoundation.org. Now let's get into it. Rob, welcome to the show. Really glad to have you here, and I've been looking forward to this conversation, you know, especially to discuss your work with Warrior Strong and the things that you guys are doing. But let's first off, just welcome to the show.
Yeah, no, I certainly appreciate the opportunity. You know, everything that you do with the Drive On podcast and getting the word out and just helping uplift people—that's awesome, man. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and we had Tom Tice on a little while ago talking about the organization and the things that you guys do. Tell us a little bit about your involvement with the organization, with Warrior Strong and the mission and kind of how you got all involved.
Sure. So, you know, I know Tom's pretty modest with himself, right? But he kind of really came up with this idea himself. And I don't know, I'd imagine he doesn't share the story because he doesn't share it often. But, you know, this all kind of stirred from some of the challenges that were floating around social media, you know, for veteran suicide and veteran, you know, PTSD awareness and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm not down shooting any of that stuff, but, you know, Tom kind of took it to heart and he just thought that there was something more than he could do. And he kind of started developing this idea. The gears started turning in his head and he kind of started jotting things down on paper and he really started putting it together on a business plan. And he brought me in towards the end of the business planning phase. And, you know, I kind of help fine tune that, and we hit the ground running from there. It's been a hell of a journey, so it's exciting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, anytime you have an idea to help people, and you kind of just get that vision that to go out and do something, it kind of lights a little fire under you. And you know, when you start seeing the fruits of your labor coming through, and you're actually helping people, you know, an idea is great and everything, but once in you see that there's actual real people who are actually being helped by the work that you're doing. God, it makes it feel so much better than just that planning phase, right? The planning phase is, that's sometimes the easy part, but then when you go and implement it and then you try to get it.
Things are definitely a lot different, right? Like, we're a grassroots organization and our mission is really, you know, without just giving a mission statement, right? It's really there to kind of provide an opportunity for veterans, you know, people that have been in the service that kind of stepped up to help uplift them, help bring some things back into their lives that they've really been missing out, and just help them get out of, you know, any funk or any ruts that they're in, and just, you know, generally make their lives a little bit better through fitness and wellness and camaraderie, you know, and yeah, it's great. It really is good. And for me, being a veteran too, right, that gives me a sense of purpose back, and it's helped me out as an individual, as well as, you know, the other veterans that have been taking part of our program. So it's awesome.
Yeah. You know, I've talked to several veterans who got out of the military and ended up in some sort of organization like yours that is out there to support veterans. And they had that same kind of mindset where they felt like, now I have that sense of purpose again.
Yeah.
You know, did you feel like you kind of lost that sense of purpose after getting out? Was that kind of your experience? Or what was your experience getting out?
Absolutely. So, you know, I did, you know, just a short stint. I know some people have done a lot longer than I've done, but I did 4 years in the Marine Corps. And I served over in the infantry over in Fallujah and Ramadi. And, you know, it was back in 2004, 2008. So it was a little bit of a hectic time. And I got out, I had my issues like many other veterans, you know, and I felt like a sense of detachment, right? Yeah. I didn't have a purpose anymore. When I was in the Marine Corps, you know, I had a purpose. I knew what my purpose was, and I worked to execute on that purpose every single day. And then you get out and things are just different. You have to really find that sense of purpose again. It doesn't usually just drop in your lap. So for me, it took a while. And I had some things turning in my head to try and find that sense of purpose. And then Tom came along, like I said, with his idea, and he kind of brought me back in, and, you know, and ever since then I've had that sense of purpose back. And, you know, people find purpose in different ways and stuff like that. But, you know, if I had to give a piece of advice, it's don't wait for it to fall in your lap. Just kind of go and seek it out, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely seek out opportunities, for sure. I agree with that. And you never know where that thing might come from. You know, like in your case, came from Tom, right? And cool, that's great. But, you know, he may have had an idea for something different, and it might not have jived with you. And, you know, maybe he wanted to help some other group of people and not necessarily veterans. And while that's a noble cause, and it's certainly nothing wrong with that, it may not have been for you. And so you could have said, okay, well, that's not for me, but there's something else for me. And you try that next thing. And so, you know, to that point, find that thing that's for you, and you'll feel a hell of a lot better than if you're just like taking whatever crap comes your way, you know?
Yeah. I mean, taking it day by day, you know, that's one approach, right? But yeah. you really have to find something to cling on, something that you're really passionate about, something that energizes you, you know?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I know we, on the episode with Tom, we talked a little bit about the programs, services, things like that, that Warrior Strong has to offer. But for the folks who maybe didn't catch that episode, or, you know, are curious to learn more maybe about Warrior Strong, tell us about the programs and services, you know, all the stuff that goes into Warrior Strong and what people can expect from it.
Sure. So again, you know, we're really just trying to help out with fitness and wellness and bringing camaraderie and community, right? Community is a big one, back into veterans' lives. You know, when you get out and stuff like that too, you kind of have a detached community. You had a group that you can rely on, and then you come out and you don't necessarily have that. So everything that we gear from a health and fitness aspect also really integrates community and bringing that camaraderie as well back into the veterans' lives. And we offer programs like, we have strength training, we have body weight training, we have like a hybrid body weight and actual weight training. And those are some of the newer classes that we've brought on. Yoga is kind of like a staple in our organization. When Tom first told me about it, and I was like, that's great, because I know there's a lot of benefits, but I had never done yoga before, I'm going to be honest with you.
Right.
But I tried it out, and it's awesome. You know, I have back issues from the military, and I know you had some guests on not too long ago that were talking about back issues and stuff like that. So the yoga has really helped me out. We have some other programs too. We have breath work. We have meditation, which is great. The breathwork class is probably one of my favorites. In the last year, we started an aquatics therapy class, and that's kind of like more localized to our area now. We're working on ways of trying to get it out to some other populations, but We offer that. And this last year, we really started an adaptive fitness class, and we have some awesome instructors. Kenny is our adaptive fitness guy. He's like, you know, the guru. He's the guy that we lean on for all the adaptive fitness stuff. He's super motivated. He's a Marine guy as well. But he does a heck of a job. So we have that. And then we also offer a veterans like certification class. So what happens is if a veteran comes to us and, you know, maybe they're looking to start a business in fitness, or they just want to become an instructor somewhere else, they can come to us and, you know, there's a small vetting process. But we, the veteran, to go out and get certified in a health, a wellness, or a fitness class, and they get that certification, and you know, they can bring it however they want it. They can instruct somewhere else, or they can start their own business, and we kind of use that to, one, you know, have them give back to the veteran community, but two, it helps them out, you know, with their own livelihood and earning some extra cash and stuff like that as well. So financially, it also helps out.
Yeah, that's awesome too, because a lot of times folks will get out of the military and they want to do something like that. They want to, you know, start a business, coaching or training, you know, those types of things. And, you know, maybe sometimes the pathway to get there isn't super clear. And so if you have someone who's already walked that path and can say, hey, this is kind of what you need to do, and we can get you certified and, you know, help you set up that business and stuff like that, I think that's an amazing part of the program too. But, you know, I think that also leads to, you know, some of the other issues that veterans end up having is sometimes they face that like isolation or just feeling disconnected from the world after getting out of the military. Cause they, you know, you have your group of folks that you were close with when you're in the military, and then you get out and it's like you against the world, and, you know, those people are maybe still in the military and they're off doing their thing, and you got to go figure out your thing, and kind of feels like you're all alone and you're kind of isolated. Right. And if you have, you know, that path to starting a business, well, now you're going to get clients and employees. And now you have people, you have your own, you know, built in group of people that can kind of help mitigate some of that isolation feeling. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you bring it up, the isolation as a veteran. I'll take it from two ways, right? So when you're in the military, there's always somebody telling you what to do, when to do it, how to do it, where to do it, you know, for the most part. Obviously, you have some leeway operationally, but there's always somebody that's telling you what to do and when to do it. And when you get out, you don't have that anymore. And not to say that it affects all veterans, but it certainly affects a large population of veterans. They come out and they just don't know what the next steps are, how to figure out the next steps. And there's that disconnection again. So, you know, having some people that have been through it and kind of helping guide them back onto that path, you know, that certainly helps out. And then you have the isolation that you mentioned, you know, and this is not just a veteran issue, right? I think with the way things have been going, you know, with social media and with people kind of, you know, everything that happened with COVID, people have kind of isolated themselves, and a lot of people have found themselves in a rut where, you know, they've lost that community that they had before. And then obviously veterans, you know, they have issues with that from their time in service as well, and it kind of compounds. So again, when we have these classes, we always make sure that there's that sense of camaraderie that we're bringing back, you know, so people can establish relationships in our classes, and then they can lean on our organization, of course, but they can also use those relationships that they just built with other veterans and lean on each other too. So it's definitely a big help. And, you know, community's everything, you know, that's, yeah. Human beings are a community-based organism. You know, we, most of us really need community, you know?
Yeah, as much as we may say we don't need it, you know, we do. You know, we can be stubborn sometimes too, and really think that, no, that's not for me. I'd rather just have a cabin in the woods and be by myself, and, you know, it's completely isolated, maybe with a dog or something like that. But
sure,
you know, maybe that's good for a little while. You know, a week. You know, to get away and unplug, and, you know, just kind of have a digital detox or something like that, but eventually you're going to need to get back into, you know, some sort of society where you're with people and not just, you know, transactional relationships like, you know, the cashier at the grocery store, but like real relationships where you actually have someone to talk to and you can rely on them. They can rely on you and you can help each other out. Even just having a phone call just to catch up and see how each other's doing, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It definitely, that sense of community and having that person to talk to definitely helps people out in life. It lightens their load and stuff like that and helps them de-stress, which, I mean, there's lots of stressors out in life. You know, you need those people. You need that community.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just amazing to me that how many veterans that I've talked to through this show and in other places have had that pretty much same experience. And so for the listeners who are out there, they're saying, yeah, this sounds like me. Well, guess what? You're not alone. You're not the only one who felt that way.
You know? Definitely not alone. There's lots of people out there, right? And we see this. Like I said, it's not just the veteran community. It's everybody, you know.
That's right.
There's nothing wrong with admitting it. There's nothing wrong with wanting a cabin in the woods. You know, I've said that so many times myself. But you know, in reality, it's all about the community.
And if we all were to go get a cabin in the woods, it would be a very crowded place because if everyone who said that they wanted one went out and actually did it, eventually we'd be like, no way, man, I don't want to be here. There's too many people here.
That's right.
So with Warrior Strong, talking about the isolation and being disconnected, community is a big deal. How does the program work? You know, so someone comes and signs up and, you know, is in one or more of the programs. How does that all work? And how is their community kind of tied into all of that?
Sure. Like we started off, you know, this is back before COVID had happened. And, you know, our plans had changed because we had no intentions of ever going virtual. And we had a small studio that we had set up. And we also had used community partners, fitness studios, and they would pretty much donate their off time. And we'd set up classes all around and have in-person classes. And it was great, you know, because obviously when you're in person, you could really establish that sense of community. And we actually had a veteran reach out to Tom, and he was all the way out in California, and he wanted to take some of our classes, but they were all in person. So, you know, basically Tom had started working with this guy through the phone, but he suggested one day, hey, can you just put the phone up and video and put the video on, and I'll just take the class, you know, via Zoom or whatever, FaceTime, whatever the app was. And that's kind of where the virtual class kicked off. And at first we were a little skeptical because we didn't think we'd be able to establish that sense of camaraderie and community, but we were wrong. We've definitely been able to establish that. We kind of allow for time. We typically allow people to check in a little bit early. We're working towards that, you know, so people have some time before and after to have their conversations and chat, and then we kick the class off and everybody relaxes or, you know, works out depending on the class. And then there's typically some time afterwards for some discussion and then for some typical veteran banter back and forth and all the good stuff. You know, our classes are definitely veteran classes. They're definitely veteran friendly classes. And
that's awesome.
That's the way we like it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things that I've noticed through doing this show is that a lot of times I'll have a guest on the show. Actually, most times I'll have a guest on the show who the very first time that I'm physically speaking with them, other than, you know, back and forth emails, working out the schedule to get you on the show or whatever. The very first time I'm speaking to them is when we start recording the interview or, you know, just a few minutes before. And I don't know the person, you know, that well. I mean, I can read up on them and kind of figure out who that person is a little bit, but it's not like we're best friends or anything like that, that we go back all, you know, years ago and anything like that. But by the end of the conversation, we're having just a normal conversation the way, you know, anybody who's known each other for years might be having, and, you know, kind of cracking jokes at each other and things like that sometimes. So it's amazing how easily you can fit right back in with a group of veterans, and almost like you just never skip the beat, and you're right back into the banter and the, you know, just joking around with each other and everything. And it's a good time. And I think, you know, people start to miss that. And that's one of those things that you can easily get back with just getting involved with a group of other veterans. And it could even be virtually, like you were talking about. You know, it doesn't have to necessarily be an in-person thing, although, you know, it could be, but it's a great thing too, because, you know, if you're one of those types of people who, you know, you can only handle so much social interaction, there's a cutoff time too. And absolutely. you know, I can always just log out and I'm done. And it's not like you're, you know, being rude and just storming out of the place and just walking away from people like you might be in person. You know, you just, you know, close the thing, say your goodbye, and you're done, and you don't have to get back involved in that. And so it's, I think, a nice way to kind of ease yourself back into those types of environments.
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, veterans are certainly a distinct and unique breed of people, right? Like, we get out and we don't really seek out other veterans. You know, we don't, yeah. A lot of times we don't really look for a group. You get that isolation going, right? And,
yeah.
You know, you see somebody running by all the time and you may wave or say hi, or you may not, right? But then all of a sudden, like, they notice that you're wearing a piece of Army gear or Marine Corps gear or whatever, and then all of a sudden they stop and have a conversation. You find out that you're both veterans. And like you said, yeah, it's like you've never met the person before, but you have that brother sisterhood vibe, yeah, that we instinctively have. And it's kind of awesome to really witness. I don't know too many other groups of people that really have what we have, you know?
Right.
So it's pretty awesome. And, you know, like that guy from California, Earl, awesome guy. He's the reason why we have a virtual program and it works. And we have people from 19 or 20 different states now attending our classes virtually. And we had somebody from Guam actually taking some of our classes as well. So it's pretty exciting to see that something that we never even planned of is working, and we could still have that sense of community and camaraderie, right, through, you know, virtual methods. So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, stretching all the way out to Guam and, you know, throughout, you know, several different states, when you have people like that, and then eventually someone might be traveling somewhere, maybe it's for work or a vacation or something like that. And who knows, maybe meet up with some of these people and, you know, then you have that in-person connection as well. I know some of the guests that I've had on this show, I've met them just a few months ago at a conference, and a lot of the people that I had on the show were at the conference, and but that was the very first time I met a lot of them in person, and it was just a kind of a cool experience to be there, and you already have a group of people built in that you can go and network with and interact with, and it's not like you're speaking to them for the very first time, so that's kind of cool too. So, you know, for the folks who might have physical injuries, I know you talked about some of the adaptive programs. Tell us about some of those programs and how that might work for someone who, you know, might have, you know, some physical limitations as far as the types of activities that they're able to participate in.
Sure. So all of our programs, you know, we kind of let everybody know, like, you know yourself, you know your body, you know your capabilities. If something feels uncomfortable, don't do it. Let us know. And there's modifications that our instructors make. Our instructors are great. Our yoga instructor, he's a combat vet, and he teaches a lot of the other classes as well. And he's always really good with that. Same thing with our breath work and meditation. You know, you wouldn't think that breath work and meditation would need to make adjustments like that, but sometimes people don't feel comfortable or can't take as deep of a breath. So we always let everybody know your limitations, and it's okay. You can always modify it this way. For our adaptive training, you know, for people with more serious injuries and stuff like that, our instructor Kenny, you know, he's paralyzed, so he teaches all these different classes. You know, he's paralyzed from, I believe, the chest or waist down. And he teaches all these different classes, and there's different modifications. And he does this program with our instructor, Chris. and they make all these modifications and they kind of go over different things that you could do for different aspects. And when you're taking these live classes, you can always speak up, right? Like I said, we are a veteran. Our classes are very veteran friendly. Like, you just speak up and then we'll make modifications for you. And same thing with yoga. We have people that have physical limitations. We also have some older veterans and stuff like that. A lot of veterans with back issues and stuff. So we have regular yoga, we have chair yoga, and there's all sorts of different ways that you can modify it. So we certainly let everybody know that they know their body best and just to speak up, and we'll just show them a modification for something that works the same muscle group or can move on to the next muscle group, however the instructor decides to work it at the time.
Yeah, and that's, I think, an important piece, because there's a lot of people that I've kind of interacted with who just kind of give up on whether it's physical fitness or whatever, because it's like, oh, I can't do that because fill in the blank of whatever excuses that, you know, they have a back injury or their hips or their knees or something. I can't run because my knees hurt, or I can't, you know, do whatever because fill in the blank. I don't know. There's ways around that. There's other things that you can do. Yeah, sure. Fresh injury and you're still sore or whatever. Yeah, sure. Maybe take a couple days to rest and recover and get yourself back on track. Right. But it's not like a lifelong sentence just because, right, you know, you have a bad back or something. Like, okay, yeah, I have a bad back and neck too. Like, but I still do things. I still lift weights. I figure out ways that I can do it. And I'm not, you know, bench pressing like I was 20 again, but you know, I'm in my 40s, so I probably shouldn't. That's probably not the smartest move to do anyway. So, but you know, it doesn't mean that I don't do anything, you know, just because, yeah, I can't do what I used to be able to do. There's a lot of things I can't do anymore that I used to be able to do. I'm not as fast. I'm not as strong. There's things like that I just don't do, but it's fine. I can still do other things. And, you know, don't limit yourself just because there's certain things that might be uncomfortable. You can always find ways around that, right?
Yeah. And look, I get it. I'll be honest with you. I was one of those people. I really was. I think when you come from the military, right, everybody thinks, oh, you know, you work out all the time, adapt and overcome, pain is weakness leaving the body. And I get it. I'm totally on board with a lot of that stuff. But sometimes when we get out, we kind of fall from that, right? And yeah, right, you come up with excuses. Like you said, there's 1,000 excuses, you know, that are easy to come by. They just pop in your head, right? But it's kind of committing to yourself. You know, you have to look at what's important in your life, right? Your wellness, it may not seem like the most important thing at the time, but I assure you, it certainly is. It's the most important thing to you. And it's also the most important thing to all the people around you, because when you're not taking steps to kind of keep your wellness up, whether it's physically or mentally, and those two certainly are correlated, right? You find yourself isolating and detached because your physical health and wellness is connected to your mental health and wellness. And that not only affects your life and how you live it, but it also affects the loved ones that are around you. And when a veteran gets out, a lot of times they're missing that sense of community. Those people to pick them up and those people to tell them, all right, it's time, you know. So it's easy to fall out of, but you really have to commit to yourself. And I know it's not easy for a lot of people because everybody's busy. We all have things going on. There's work, there's family, there's kids, there's doing stuff around the house. There's all sorts of stuff, right? But you really have to just make a commitment to yourself and start the process again. It's okay. You know, it's okay if you drop the ball, but you can pick it up at any time. You just have to commit to yourself.
That's right. And excuses are like assholes. Everyone's got one and they all stink.
That's right. That's right. That is right.
But so you talked about a few people that have gone through your program and or are, you know, maybe currently even going through the program and participating here. Are there any significant stories of anybody who like really made a transformation? Maybe they started and they were kind of, you know, not so sure of it, or, you know, whatever. And then they came through and now they're kind of a superstar going through some of these training programs. Anyone like that come through that comes to mind?
Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of shocking. When we started this, like, we started this to help veterans, of them stepping up. You know, that's what we did. It's my community, and I want to give back to my community. But the impact really never kind of popped in our mind that we would have such long lasting and impact. You know, we've had people come up to us and they told us without our program, they probably wouldn't be here today. And that there's been quite a few people. And the first time I heard that, you know, I was shocked. Because we never really even thought of that. You know, we were just trying to help people out and just help them live healthier lives mentally and physically and bring back that camaraderie. But I guess we didn't really realize what impact that we would really have. So there's some of that. We've had some people with some fairly catastrophic knee injuries that have gone through our program. And obviously it's not just our program. They have their doctors that have been helping them out as well, but they kind of gave up in their recovery. And now they're excelling, running marathons and taking part in things that they didn't think they were really going to take part in for a while. So we have that. And obviously we help out a lot of Vietnam veterans, and it's awesome seeing the Vietnam veterans, because they're a different breed too, with everything that they went through and stuff like that. So having that sense of camaraderie outside of like a VFW, again, awesome organization, but totally different from our approach. And it's awesome to see them. We have a lot of them take our aquatics therapy program and stuff like that. And they just, you know, they've come up to us and they said, we never would have done this. We never would have done yoga had we not come across your organization. And it's really helped us out a lot, you know. So there's a lot of good stories. And again, it's not just us. There's a lot of organizations that are out there helping people, helping the veteran community. And that's something that we always do too. Like we always have a community of organizations. So if somebody comes to us and they have an issue that's really outside of what we do, we can do like a handoff to another organization that has like, that focuses on something specific that we just don't, you know? So yeah, it's also that those resources available to us because of our community partners and connections that we've made with other organizations too. So,
you know, I think that's a super important piece that you just mentioned there, because if a veteran, sometimes for a veteran to just reach out to an organization to take part in whatever it is that they have to offer, and it could be an organization like yours, it could be any other nonprofit, it could be the VA, it could be anything, for them to reach out and say, hey, I'm looking for some help with something, that's a big step for a lot of times for people. And if they reach out and they are asking you for something that maybe you guys don't necessarily do, and or maybe they have a situation that you don't necessarily know how to work with or whatever, and you're like, just sorry, can't help you, immediately they're going to be like, well, that's it, nobody's going to help me. Like, that's probably the mindset that's going into their head, and they're done. They're probably not picking up the phone again or writing another email or anything to other people, because they get discouraged when people are like, oh, no, sorry, can't help you. Like,
yeah, as yeah. They should.
Right, right. So, and unfortunately, that happens with a lot of these organizations, with, you know, folks who only focus on certain things. They're just like, oh, nope, sorry, can't help you. But they don't take the time to work with that person and make sure that they get the help that they need, whether or not it's from their organization. Now, there's, I'm not saying this is every organization out there, because there's others that are good like that, the way you guys are, you know, so I'm not totally discouraging everybody from checking out, you know, other organizations. But, you know, when you take the time to really understand what they need and then point them in the right direction, if you're not that right direction, you point them in the right direction, then they feel like, hey, someone actually gives a damn about me, and they actually will take time out of their day, even though I'm not necessarily participating in their program. They're gonna help me find the thing that's right for me. And I don't know, I mean, that would make me feel pretty good that someone actually cared enough about me to do something for me, even though they were not really getting anything in return, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot of great organizations out there. That's why we've partnered with so many of them, and we have these communications back and forth, right? But we started this organization to help veterans.
Yeah.
Our focus area happens to be in health and wellness, you know. But if a veteran comes to us and they need help and it's something that's outside of our wheelhouse, we're there to help them. You know, we'll at least point them in the right direction. If we could do a person-to-person handshake and hand them off to an organization that focuses on what they need, then we're going to do that. That's who Warrior Strong is. We've always been that way. We will always be that way. You know, we're committed to that. Yeah, right. And there's a lot of organizations out there that are committed to that. But yeah, you're right. If an organization doesn't step up and help you out, at least point you in the right direction, then, you know, I'd have a sour taste about that as well.
Yeah. And that's, unfortunately, I've heard stories about other organizations. I'm not going to call them out specifically, but, you know, other organizations that have done things like that to veterans. And yeah, I mean, that for me would just be like, okay, well, they're piece of crap. I don't want to deal with them. Let's move on to the next thing. You know, that's, I think, the mindset that we should have. We don't necessarily always have that mindset, unfortunately. But, you know, I know there are probably some folks listening who are interested in Warrior Strong and finding out more about the programs, you know, when they meet, you know, how they can get involved, all that kind of stuff. Where can they go to find all that information?
Sure. So we're on a lot of the social media. So we're on, you know, Instagram, we're on LinkedIn, I believe we're on TikTok and some other social medias. But really, if I could point you in a direction, I would say there's an app that they can download. Okay. It's very simple. It's both on Apple and I believe the Android stores. It's, if you just type in Warrior Strong, two words, and then INC at the end, it'll pop up. It'll have this logo on it in some color. That's a quick way, because everybody has their phone on them at all times, basically. So you can just open the app up. You can go and you can see all the classes. You can see the classes at the different physical locations, but you can also click on virtual and all the classes will just pop up. You know, there's a little quick process where you just fill out a little bit of information so we can verify that, you know, you're a veteran and put you in the system. And then you sign up for a class, you just register for it, and the link gets kicked out to you via text, and you're not going to get inundated with text for every single class. You're only going to get sent links for classes that you take. Okay. You'll get a reminder. Like if you join and you take yoga classes, you're only going to get a reminder about the yoga class. You're only going to get a link to the direct class that you register. So the app's definitely the best way. Certainly you can check us out for information on social media, or you can go to WarriorStrongInc.org, and we're there. We are a 501c3 nonprofit, so all of our classes are free to military veterans, and we also take care of spouses and dependents, because if you're not taking care of the military family, then you're not taking care of the veteran, you know. We're a big firm believer in that, and it's pretty interesting. We've had veterans as well that have said, because of some of the stuff that we've done, they wouldn't have never really had the opportunity to spend that time with their kids doing something. One of our events, like we've had events with some NHL teams, and we've had some hiking events, and they've brought their kids, and, you know, they said that they wouldn't really have had that opportunity before. So we've also helped, you know, parents that bond with their kids and stuff like that. But yeah, you could check us out on the apps. You could check us out on the website. That's where you'll find all the information for the classes and everything. Again, everything is totally free, and you can always look us up on social media.
Yeah, and there's some in-person things, too, that you guys do, too. It's not all virtual, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, so we have a small studio out in Scranton. We're looking here in the next year or two to expand that studio as kind of like our home base. But then there's the virtual stuff. So we have a lot of our classes in Scranton. That's where we do a lot of our filming and stuff like that. So sure. So those classes are filmed there or recorded live and then streamed for anybody from anywhere really to take them. And then we have some in-person classes out in Morris County, New Jersey. That's where our aquatics therapy program is run out of. But most of our classes that we offer are both live and virtual, with the exception of the aquatics therapy. And we also, for those two that are kind of maybe not looking to jump right into a class, we're also on YouTube, and there's some pre-recorded stuff. And if you sign up, you know, you have access to that pre-recorded stuff. So if you just want to check it out in an environment at your own pace, you're certainly welcome to do that. But, you know, if you like it, check out our live classes. It's awesome. You get that full sense with the camaraderie in the community when you do that.
Yeah, to your point, you know, if someone is just, let's just call it window shopping, they want to see what it's all about first, you know, easy enough to go check it out on the pre-recorded stuff and just see what it's all about, see kind of how the classes are run. If it seems like a good fit, then yeah, heck yeah, go check out the live stuff and, you know, make some connections, make some friends, and, you know, have something to look forward to too, you know. And you mentioned even with, you know, doing stuff with your kids, you know, you can bring them along and have them do stuff too. And, you know, it's all fitness related. So everyone's getting better. Everyone, you know, you're teaching kids, you know, how to take care of themselves, take care of their bodies, and, you know, showing that it's an important thing to do. And that's, I think, good value to be passed down to that next generation. So it's really, you know, awesome. And the fact that you have it, you know, mobile connected, you know, through the apps where you can take it with you anywhere you're going, even if you're traveling someplace, you still have it with you. You don't necessarily have to be at home. You certainly could be, but you don't necessarily have to be. And, you know, with, you know, devices these days, you can connect them to all sorts of other things. So you probably could even watch it on your television, you know, if you have the right setup and everything, right?
Yeah, we've definitely had, you know, the virtual thing is great. We've certainly had people who are on the road for work and stuff like that. We've also had people that were on vacation that just really liked the classes and they wanted to take them. Maybe they took a breath work or a meditation class because they were, you know, they were at the beach with their family and their kids were running around driving them crazy and they just need a quick de-stressor at the end of the day. Yeah. People with work, you know, work gets hectic and sometimes you just need a de-stressor. And then we have people that, you know, regularly sign in. Sometimes they're on their couch. Sometimes, you know, they're laying in bed, getting ready to go to sleep, and they do a meditation class right at the end of the night. And, mm-hmm. you know, they turn off their camera. We do the class. They leave and they, you know, go right out. It definitely helps for people that have sleep issues, which a lot of veterans have. It just gets you melting and just ready to close those eyes, you know. So
that's excellent.
Awesome. The virtual stuff, again, not planned, but, you know, thanks, Earl. That was a great idea.
You know, there's been some times when I've been traveling for work and, you know, the hotel says, oh yeah, we have a fitness center, and you go in there, it's like a treadmill and, you know, like a couple, you know, dumbbells or something. It's like, this is stupid. This is not a fitness center, you know. But, you know, having something like, you know, one of the body weight exercises or, you know, one of those types of things that you could just do in your hotel room, you know, while you're traveling, and you don't need to have any special equipment or anything like that. You could just, you know, maybe it's push-ups or sit-ups or whatever it is that you guys are doing, but you know, just kind of a class that works you through it. And why I think the class is a good thing, because yeah, sure, anyone can just start doing push-ups if they want, or, you know, sit-ups, whatever. You could do that on your own and that's not a big deal, but you know, sometimes you are doing them and it's like, I'm kind of tired, I'm done, you know, and you're not really pushing yourself. But when there's other people around and you have people who are motivating you to push yourself harder and push yourself a little bit more, that might be a good thing to to get you to be able to push yourself out of that comfort zone. And sure. And so that's, I think, a great benefit of having someone there to, you know, not necessarily be a drill sergeant screaming in your face, getting you moving, but get you going enough that you're not just sticking inside that comfort zone.
Yeah, you know, it's all up to the individual, right? Like, that certainly helps having those people around you to help motivate you. Again, people helping people, picking each other up, you know. But at the same time, you know, I just want to throw it out there for your viewers and stuff like that. That option's up to you. You can certainly sign into one of these virtual classes. And we have a lot of people that just turn their cameras off and they go and do their own thing. But we have some people that like to keep their cameras on too. That's okay. Whatever sure. approach, you know, the individual wants to take is fine with us. And we certainly always recommend everybody do it however they want to do it. You know, we're here for you, you know, and then you just use our services however you see fit. You know, it's if it can get you back and into health and wellness, and it can get you to focus on yourself, then it's a win-win, you know. So yeah, we like it, you know. And I think we have a lot of people, you know, a few years ago we were only in 2 states, and now we're in 19-20 states. So I think a lot of people like it. And I would always say to everybody, even though you think it may not be for you, try it. I did, and I love yoga and I love breath work, and those are 2 things that I never thought I would say. You know, they have helped me out so much. So give it a try. If you like it, keep going. And if you don't, try something else.
No worries.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, God, it's been, you know, awesome hearing a little bit more about the program and the types of things that you guys do. I know when we talked to Tom a little while ago, he gave us some background and info on that, but it's nice to hear it again and hear some different stories about some of the folks who, you know, got some benefits from the program, and the folks, you know, who unfortunately may not have been here still if a program like this didn't exist. And so that's super awesome. And I'm really grateful that you guys are here, because, you know, we want to keep these folks around, you know, as long as we can. So thank you so much for taking the time to come on, for all the work that you guys do supporting veterans and their families. And I think that it's really amazing, and I'm glad to be able to highlight what you guys do again. So thanks a lot for coming on.
Thanks, Scott. We certainly appreciate the opportunity to get our word out, and, you know, Drive On is awesome. I've seen some of your other stuff. And again, people helping people, just trying to lift up the community. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, Scott.